Good afternoon. Welcome to WAFFL on this beautiful Saturday, and I'm Al. We will be hearing from Courtney about an unbelievable atomic bomb. You won't want to miss that. Later on, Gabrielle will be interviewing and filling us in on the parts women play in the war, and a thank you provided by Helpful Reminders. We have some fantastic phenomenons coming up, so stay tuned. Thank you.
On August 6th, through the radio static of a lone pilot's helicopter, you could faintly hear the young man whisper as he looked down into the face of destruction. My God, what have we done? This was the day that the atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima, Japan. Over 100,000 people were killed in the explosion, and it's predicted many more will die from the after effects. This weapon was made by a scientist whose name is Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein tested this weapon in a deserted valley in Utah. But these are not the only bombs we have. Three of these atomic bombs were made by splitting atoms, which are the basic unit of matter. President Truman says he is not afraid of launching our country's last atomic bomb, but with the destruction that it would cause, I feel it would be best for Japan to surrender now and focus on recuperating their city. This has been Courtney Irwin with the news, and coming up soon is Gabrielle Clausen with your human resources story for tonight.
Hello, this is a helpful reminder from Helpful Reminders. Do not forget. From now on, you will not be allowed to use, eat, or purchase any of the following items on these days. Meatless Mondays, Tomatoless Tuesdays, Wheatless Wednesdays, Threadless Thursdays, Fruitless Fridays, and Soapless Saturdays, and Saltless Sundays. We need to save all the food we can for our soldiers. If we catch you eating, using, or buying any of the banned items for the day, you won't get any of that item for a week. Thank you for your cooperation. We are not responsible for you or your family's sickness.
Hello, I'm Gabrielle, and I'm here today to talk about the war and how it is impacting different groups of people. Our focus tonight will be about women. We are here today with Mrs. Margaret. Mrs., can you tell us what you have been doing since the war started?
You see, me and my husband were shocked to hear about the bombing at Pearl Harbor. Right when we declared war on Japan, he wanted to sign up for the military. I told him not to leave, but he had to fight for our country. So now I wait for him to come home, worrying every day.
Is there anything you have done to help?
Well, from the time he left, I knew I had to do something to support him. Writing letters and sending gifts weren't enough, so I started working at a plane factory.
A factory?
Yes. We women are taking place in society as men while they are off to war. Working in factories to manufacture planes, guns, and uniforms is the least we can do to rival the efforts of the soldiers.
Is there a name for those like you?
Of course. We are called Rosie the Riveters. We have started to tie our hair back and wear pants instead of skirts. Very unladylike things. Our motto is, we can do it, which shows how we believe we can make a difference during the war, even though we are women.
Very interesting. Thank you for the information.
Thank you, Courtney and Gabby, for those great stories. We appreciate you listening on today. We hope you enjoyed today's events. Have a great day, and don't forget to ration. We just like to remember our soldiers and thank them. This is WAFFL, and I'm Al. Goodbye now.